I did not stray. That's in Arabic. Mazaq al-Basar. And that's a complicated story. We talked about it and blah, 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 blah. We bring it here to do what? To say, listen, this one is the observer of the cheating of you people. The word is hile, and cheating. This one is looking around for cheating. The other one doesn't look to anything, because the physical existence even is not that important, because it's thinking about the change and what we should do, where should we go, not where we are. Yes.
His outward feet stand evenly in the row in the mosque, while his spiritual feet are in circumambulation above the sky.
There are two kinds of feet. One is the one that you walk with and you go to the mosque and pray and bend and blah, blah, blah. The other one that I'm talking about is in the sky. You should walk in the sky of the meaning and knowledge, which is not a physical stuff like this. Yes?
Reckon up every member of him in like fashion. This is within time, while that is beyond time.
Ah, I brought you some examples, so you could count them all around you. There are both sides for everything. All the little stuff, you will hear it. Next book you will say, every single stuff of existence are fighting each other.
Yes.
And it's not bad, because with that fighting, everything is happening. Here he will say, listen, you count all of this stuff, because there are time and time. Excuse me, that's the English language. In his language, there is waqt, there is hin. Waqt is time. Hin is not time. Hin is the time that is being expended of something being done. It's somehow connected with deeds. Do you remember we talked about this? I said, I know that in every single brain of you people, there are a lot of nonsenses going on, and there should be, because you're just thinking, just like that. That's not what we are talking about. There are other thoughts, which are the thinking, which lead to the decision that you make to do something. That's what we are talking about, because that will influence me. You sit down and you think, well, so what? This fellow who is Zahid, who is not doing anything and keeping, so what? It's just like non-existence. And we don't care about his thinking. We care about your deeds, because with that deed, we are working together. Personal thinking could be whatever, and here he brings the drinking for a personal joy, period. Yes.
That which is in time endures until death, while the other is the associate of everlastingness and the peer of eternity.
Ah. Okay, it looks a little bit exaggerated, but it's not. I said there is one time, and time of doing during the moment, something like that, right? I said, okay, look at these two. Do you see the difference? That time is just now. It's not yesterday, it's not tomorrow. The second one is always. It has started. Yes, now I'm making the jewelry. It started, but somebody discovered how to use the fire a couple of thousand years ago, right? If it was not here, could I make the jewelry? And the jewelry I make, what will happen to them? They could remain centuries. Yes. I make a piece of gold and I lose it. A couple of centuries will pass, somebody will bring it out. That's a shiny gold. So the continuum of time is important, not the single moment of time. Yes.
One name of him is owner of the two empires. One description of him is Imam of the two Qiblas. The religious seclusion and the 40 days fast are no longer incumbent on him. No cloud is overclouding him anymore. His solitary cell is the sun's orb. How should alien night throw a veil over it?
Means what? Yeah, it's beautiful, it's pretty, blah, 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 blah. Means what? That's what it is. Here, he made a long paragraph to explain something for you because you want to go back to Ayaz to talk about the subject, but you don't get it. Because when I say Ayaz was there, you imagine a fellow being there. And you think it's physically happening. I'm not talking about the physical happening. Because for me, Ayaz is not a physical person. It's a personality, which could be in everyone. So let me explain this Ayaz to you. Understand this personality. How could I make you understand the personality? Easy. Like the other logical stuff you know. I bring something here and something here. This is the best, this is the worst. You are in between. I don't care. But you are between these two. So, look at it. One of them is spiritual. One of them is the animal. One is my physical existence, the other one is my personality. Okay? Now what? Okay, I talked about it and you understood and all that, so let go of this stupid one. Let me explain to you how lovely it is, the other one. The other one is in the situation that doesn't need to do anything anymore. I need to do a lot to improve myself. That fellow doesn't need all of this. Why? Because he's not looking for happiness. Happiness is there. The fountain of happiness is there. So he is explaining that special existence. Yes.
Sickness and abstinence are gone. The crisis is past. His infidelity has become faith, and disbelief is no more. Like Alif, he has taken the foremost place because of his straightness.
You're Alif. Any one of you? You have. It's very simple. That's it. A vertical line. The simplest form you could think of. And this is simple. You don't know, it's very complicated, I cannot explain it to you like that. This is not simple. This is simple. And that's the basic of alphabet. That's A. A simple, simple stuff. Then you let that simple stuff lay down. This is the second one, B, and so on and so on. So Alif is very important, because when we want to say that somebody is standing up, we say he's like Alif. That's what Alif means here. Yes.
Like Alif, he has taken the foremost place because of his straightness. He retains nothing of his own qualities. He has become separated from the garment of his own dispositions.
A better translation needed. He is the fellow who isolated himself from all the habits and attitudes, personal attitudes and this kind of stuff. Means selfishness, being self. He gives up even that self. He will get naked in front of the giver of the life. No dressing, no cover-up, nothing. Yes.
He has become separated from the garment of his own dispositions. His spirit has gone naked to him who gives it increase of spirituality. Inasmuch as it went naked into the presence of the incomparable King, the King made for it a raiment of holy qualities. It put on
very romantically explained that this fellow will get naked, will give up whatever it has, will go there. And that fellow up there will cover him up with a new kind of dressing, with a new kind of, let's say, form. Yes?
It put on a robe of the King's qualities. It flew up from the pit to the Palace of Majesty.
No, it was not like that. He gives up, he put on the robe of the King's adjectives. It's not quality, it's adjective. Because this is what will happen when you go on. The adjective will change. Do you remember to what? To his adjectives. What is his adjective? You have to know his adjective. I repeatedly told you, are all the angels. Gabriel is who? These are the adjective of God. That's what the angel means. Angel is a meaning which is the adjective of the Creator. That's what angel is. Here he will say, that's what you will be given to wear. The quality of angels. Yes.
Such is the case. When dregs become pure, they rise from the bottom of the bowl to the top. Although it remained like dregs at the bottom of the bowl, owing to the ill luck of mixing with particles of earth.
This is something that you don't experience now. You have the machines to do. In that time, there are a lot of stuff that they have to put it in a big vase and wait for some stuff in it to settle down, and the rest will be clear and usable and things like that. Yes.
Its disagreeable companion had tied its wings and plumes, else originally it was very soaring.
Aha! This is the trick. You don't listen. No. He's talking to you. He said, listen. The people who are not happy, why are not they happy? They have the happiness, but they are the silly people who are bent at their hands and they don't do anything about it. It's not that the joy is especially made for only the people who reach up there. No, this is for everyone. Knowledge is for everyone, but there are some people who are tight-handed somehow. Yes.